From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend John Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Curran, and it is my joy to be back again to bring to you God's precious Word. And I pray that today the Lord will draw near and bless His truth to your heart and to your soul. We come again to Hebrews 11 and the verse 23 today, where we read these words: By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. As we have been noting, Hebrews 11 is the record of the lives of Old Testament believers, a record given by Paul to illustrate the life of faith that every true Christian has to walk. In his exposition of the life of faith as recorded in this chapter, the Apostle Paul carefully presents various phases of Old Testament history in order to give as full a treatment as possible on this important subject. Therefore, from verse 23 to verse 29, the Apostle focuses on a particular era, the details of which are clearly designed to show God's people how faith must act during a time of intense pressure and persecution. This particular section focuses on that period of Old Testament history pertaining to Israel's exodus from Egypt, concentrating especially on much that led up to that historic event. The time prior to the exodus was one of great threat from the enemies of God. A particular Pharaoh had come to the throne of Egypt who did not know Joseph. Sufficient time had passed for the blessing that Joseph had been to Egypt to have faded from Egyptian memory. Therefore, the new Pharaoh could only see a growing company of Hebrews within his own nation, and he feared the formation of an alliance against Egypt. The only solution he could visualize then was to exterminate the Hebrews first, and therefore he drew up the scheme to destroy all the male children, as we find in Exodus chapter 1. Therefore, the time prior to the Exodus was one of great danger to the testimony of God. There is no doubt that behind the wicked scheme of Pharaoh, there lurked the murderous mind of Satan. He saw the situation in the land of Goshen as an opportunity to manipulate affairs and bring about the destruction of the Hebrew children, the Hebrew race, from which the promised Redeemer would come. It was the devil, the murderer from the beginning, who had orchestrated the entire event that he might destroy the testimony of God and extinguish the hope of Israel. But in the providence of God, the time preceding the actual exodus from the house of bondage became a season of great deliverance for the people of God. The deliverance given to Israel had, of course, many wonderful features, culminating in the miraculous passage of the nation through the Red Sea as they fled from the face of the pursuing Egyptians. But as always, there was an instrument to lead the people into their deliverance, and that instrument was Moses, to whom we are introduced in this 23rd verse of Hebrews 11. He was raised up by God and was sent to Israel out of there to bring them out of their affliction when the hatred of the enemy was at its very height. Furthermore, he was raised up within the very house of the persecutor himself. As we read the story, it will be seen so vividly that heaven was laughing at the malignant purposes of the house of Pharaoh. Little did that evil house realized that the very decree to destroy the male children of Israel brought about the situation where one of those boys was placed in Pharaoh's palace. And there Moses was fed, he was nurtured, he was sustained, he was educated, he was trained, and he was preserved, all at Pharaoh's own expense. Little did that particular tyrant and those who succeeded him know that God's instrument of their own destruction and Israel's deliverance was being prepared before their very eyes. How marvelous are the sovereign ways of God! But before the deliverer delivered Israel, he himself had to be delivered, as our text indicates, which means that we are taken here to the very beginning of the story, and we are given the privilege of considering what was wrought through the faith of Moses' parents. It says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments." So Moses' parents stand very prominently in the background of the story of this, perhaps the most well-known character in all of Scripture. And without his parents, the story of Moses would not exist, and what Moses did would never have taken place. Here were parents whose faith was being severely challenged, and essentially it was a spiritual challenge. I refer to the decree of Pharaoh that all the boys should be cast into the Nile where they would be drowned. It was not merely a matter of drowning them, but it was also a matter of sacrificing these children to the river god. The Egyptians were pantheists. They worshipped many gods, and one of their gods was the river god. We find in various places in Exodus the reference been made to Pharaoh himself going out early in the morning to stand at the river, and the reference is to his going out there to worship the river god. The river itself was therefore an object of worship by the Egyptians, which means that when the children of Israel were asked to cast their boys into that river, it was really an issue of those children being sacrificed to the river god. And therefore Moses' parents could not but resist the challenge to their spiritual responsibility. To obey the Pharaoh was to hand their children over to be sacrificed to the river god, and therefore to Satan himself, who was being worshipped really under the guise of the river god. And we are taught from that there is a war between God and Satan, between light and darkness, between truth and falsehood. And there is a great attempt being made today to have us sacrifice our children to the powers of darkness. And that challenge comes in many forms and in many ways. So their faith was challenged concerning the future of their children and the well-being of those children. And therefore, Moses' parents felt that they must take a stand for the Lord in the face of all of this. And we notice, therefore, the choice that they made. We're told here in verse 23 of Hebrews 11 that they hid their son. It says, by faith. And notice that, by faith Moses was hid of his parents for 3 months. So here was their decision to stand up against the decree that had been issued and seek to safeguard and preserve their little child. What motivated them to do that is shown to us in this verse. It says, they saw he was a proper child. The word for proper means beautiful. We find in Exodus 2 verse 2 that it says he was a goodly child. Now this is not a reference to physical beauty, as some might teach, but rather it's a reference to something that these parents, Amram and Jochebed, had revealed to them about Moses. Notice here it is said that by faith they hid Moses. And that always is very important to notice, those words, by faith, because they indicate that God had revealed something to Moses' parents. And what that was, of course, was that the Lord had revealed to Moses' parents that he was to be the deliverer of the nation, and therefore their choice was motivated by the revelation that God had a purpose for the child. They saw that the future of God's work was wrapped up in their little boy, and therefore they were willing to take this stand. And how believing parents must always see this, that children of believing parents are to be trained up in the ways of the Lord and not be handed over to the pharaohs of this age, the secular pharaohs, the pharaohs of false religion or whatever we care to mention. But we must seek to preserve our children because God has given them to us, and we are to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and pray that God will bless them with his own great salvation and have them be the stalwarts for his work and for his testimony in days to come. We find here that in making this choice, they used the means that were available to them. It tells us here that they hid him for 3 months. And of course the reference is to that beautiful part of this whole story where Moses' mother wove the basket and daubed it with pitch and put it into the river as the very receptacle of Moses, where he was preserved and where he was hid during that time. And even prior to that, he was hidden in their own home, and then he was hidden on the river. So they used means to preserve his life. And God teaches us by that a very basic but a very important truth, that we are to use the means that he has provided for the preservation of our children. I want you to see here that true faith is not reckless or presumptuous. It does not disdain the lawful use of what God has appointed in order to bring about the salvation of our children. Faith operates through the means that God has ordained, and therefore God will bless that, and God will use that to the salvation of our children, and he will bring them to himself. What are those means? Well, the means are God's word and prayer and the teaching of our children the ways of the Lord. And as parents faithfully do so, then God has promised that he will bless their offspring. He will bring those children to know Christ, and he will have them to be his witnesses in the generation to come. Oh, parent, take time with your children. Train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And when they are old, the promise is they will not depart from it. May God give grace and God give help in these days to all godly parents to take that stand and to bring their children up for Christ and for his glory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.